Vladimir Mamontov is the editor of Izvestia, a former communist with no nostalgia, he says, for the days of iron control of the culture. But with the shifting perspectives that convulse Russia on a regular basis, nostalgia is very much on people's minds. For many Russians, the dark days were also the golden days of youth, of long nights over a bottle with friends, and the bittersweet struggle for self-expression.
Небо этого дня ясное.
Those days are preserved as in amber in the music of the Russian bards, like Vladimir Vysotsky, who sang about the longings and frustrations of the 60s generation, now nostalgic for the days when they had something to fight against.
Some people, they have their own nostalgia for the pioneer camps, can you imagine?
Natalia Ivanova is the editor of the literary magazine Znamia, once an important journal of art and ideas, where elliptical language conveyed subversive messages.
Our magazine, in the beginning of the perestroika, we have 1 million copies. Now we have 4,500. But there's no nostalgia for that very time. For me, better it will be the society free and we not so important, just having only art for art.
As for the new generation of bards, they're popular, drawing hundreds of thousands to an annual festival. And while the best of them credit the great old bards, Vysotsky, Berlat Otkujava, and Alexander Galich as inspirations, now they have a different role. Timur Shal is one of the best of the new breed.
Until нам битло, мол, all you need is love. Какая love, чувак, сейчас all you need is money.
I sat down with Shal in his Moscow flat and began at the beginning. What do you write about?
About life. Когда меня спрашивают, где вы берете темы,
about life? When people ask me where I get material for my songs, I always say the material is all around me. It's walking in the streets, driving around in Mercedes, begging in subways. For me to write a song, I need to be in a light, cheerful, but annoyed mood. When I see our Duma voting, I can respond with a song. Material is in the air. For instance, one of my songs is devoted to Delta Airlines. They lost my luggage, and so I wrote a song. I still haven't got my luggage back. No one believes me. My American friends say they should have at least paid me. Anyway, I never got any money from them. So I wrote a song about how they stole my baggage.
In the old bard tradition, the songs are almost uniformly sad. It sounds like in the new bard tradition, the songs are ironic, upbeat, funny.
Young people today are different. They don't ruminate so much. I do not know whether it's good or bad, but they're playing happy songs, and I think that's good.
How are the times different now? I mean, what characterizes these times?
It seems to me that back in Stalin's day, people would say that life is better, life is merrier, but that was tongue-in-cheek. But I've always been an optimist. It seems to me that the life today is much better, but we must still be on our guard so that we don't sleep through it. I mean, what characterizes our time is that there are no shake-ups, no revolutions. It's not like it used to be when every day you would wake up and people would say, hey guys, this morning it's a whole new country. Now things are different. You seem to wake up in the same country, but everything moves quietly, quietly, and when you wake up, it seems as if things are not going quite the way you really wanted. So this is very dangerous. But apart from that, these are good times.
You said that you write about how the times are changing. What's the starkest change that you see?
I suppose, after all, it is freedom of speech. Everything else begins with it, it seems to me. Everything else is based on that. Economy, law, etc. Every sphere is dominated by whether there is freedom of speech or there isn't freedom of speech. If we lose it now, there won't be any economic success, and we'll go back to how it was. I'm convinced that we will. And I do not want my country to become a regime like one determined by the drilling of its oil, like some despotic Asian or African country. I really don't want that.
Азиатско-африканским режимом. Мне очень не хочется.
The original bard tradition reminds me a little of the American tradition of the protest song that emerged in the early 60s. And along with it came this idealistic belief that you could change the world with your music. Does anybody hold that belief here now?
We shall overcome, да? Я вообще циник, прагматик.
Well, I'm a cynic. I'm pragmatic. The role these songs play in our country today is, thank God, a more aesthetic than a political role. Maybe, God forbid, the time will come again when it will have to play a political role. But nevertheless, they won't show me on television. Even when I sang in a festival on Moscow Echo that was recorded for TV, they showed the whole thing except for my song. I'm not going to claim there was pressure on freedom of speech. You know, maybe they had artistic reasons to cut me out. Maybe they didn't like my vocals or the way I play guitar. But you can see a trend towards self-preservation, you know. People who try to be holier than the Pope, and they will cut out totally innocent things. So I don't have any illusions. I'm not for television. Well, it's all right. My CDs are passed around. People share the CDs just like in the old times, just like Vysotsky records were passed around. And as for the role of the bard song today, it doesn't aim to overturn the world. But if it must, we'll be singing something else.
Надо будет. Значит, будем петь что-то другое.
What song didn't people get to watch on state television?
Песня называлась «Выбери меня». Я как бы в ней...
The song was called «Elect Me». I decided, as a joke, to run for president. At the concerts, I usually say, Putin is leaving, and since there's no one to replace him, I decided to run. And I will sing you my election program in the song. It's quite an innocent song, though I understand what might have frightened them about.
Конечно, я понимаю, что их могло в ней испугать.
If elected, will you serve?
Я очень надеюсь, что не выберут.
I really hope they don't elect me. God forbid. Better I should go back to being a doctor.
Медицину, да.
I'll vote for you.
Спасибо. Thank you.
Все в стране ужасно. Все.
That's it for this week's show from Russia. For more information, check out our website at onthemedia.org.
Бисмарка там нету, нет Шатобриана, значит, надо, чтобы главным выбрали меня. И сразу наших олигархов разведу я круто.
On the Media is supported by the Bidel Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.